Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
You are the God that can heal, that can save, that can
yes, oh yes, he does. How to revive in with only half a drop of what I carry in him. Even when it hurt and healed the most, he still had praise in his heart. He just kept going, sending to him. He
to the Word at Noon and the review. Today is a true church, and we're going to ask Evangelist Sharon, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and after that we'll get into the review of the true church. I don't know if she's available. Let me see if she's available.
I'm sorry, Pastor. Good afternoon. I am available. My father had a fall. I had to get him up off the floor. Praise God. Good afternoon to everyone. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that selection, Pastor. In Colossians, in the King James. Oh, Colossians 1, that is. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doeth also in you since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Amen. I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy and for his protection, and for him laying out the roadmap for us to follow so that we won't hit any stumbling blocks. All we have to do is have faith and believe. I want to thank God for another beautiful day. I want to thank him for our pastors, and I want to thank him for opening up my heart and my mind to the Spirit, and I pray that it will continue to grow and that I will be the shell where he abides, for him to use me the way he needs to use me, that the Holy Spirit can come in any time. I pray for that strength. I pray for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, for those who aren't in their right mind, for those who can't pray for themselves. And I also pray for all of our enemies and ask God for forgiveness for the things that we've done or things maybe we don't know that we've done. And will he continue to guide us and bless us as it is in his plan. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon.
Praise God.
We're talking about the true church. And I have to say this. The true church is a glorious church.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I say that? That knocked the building right out the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
The true church,
amen,
is a glorious church, would make a spiritual church and not a church made out of wood, brick, and mortar and that kind of stuff. The true church. It's what we've been talking about. Hallelujah. So we
got
to open it up. I had said that I wanted to go over some things. I didn't necessarily say it was going to be like a normal review, but I had put out some things this week. So much, I guess, to test things, to test where you're at. Brother, sister, I'm going to tell you, I know what the enemy does. I know how he attacks. I know his simple answers he has for things. So I'm trying to give you some tools to fight back with. Just like this one sister told me, she said, well, you know, the scripture says fail not to assemble yourself. Well, where did it say go to church? I ain't read that. That's what I was looking for. She couldn't. That's what she took me to is fail not to assemble yourself. Well, you can go to Kroger's and assemble yourself. When you get with a couple of sisters and brothers and say, hey, man, let's go down here and win some souls. We're going to the nursing home. You're assembling yourself.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But you need to know that they're out there because they don't want the truth. And one of the things we talked about this week, when people get used to something, it's hard to pull them away from that bottle, from that
mm-hmm.
breath. When they get
mm-hmm.
used to sucking on that breath. I ain't going there right now. I do that if the review of some of y'all don't touch on it. But we're talking about the truth. The true church is is Christ's body. So the true church is which happens to be the true way. Probably what we'll be talking about next week, too, the true and living way. There is a living way. They're operating in a dead way. So this week we did talk about a lot of truth, what real truth is, and some of the true things in Scripture. And Jesus is the truth. He is the way. But, sister, I'll just be honest with you all. I really want to hear from you all. And as I go through this, y'all can answer the question. You can do it biblically. Or, if you like, you can just say it out, and maybe somehow, some way, somebody else will throw the scripture in there for it. But I'm going to ask these questions. How many church, and I'm not going to say churches, because that's a T right there. If I say churches with the S, but the church is plural, I mean single and not plural. So how many church are there? Anybody care to answer that?
One.
How many church are there?
One church.
One. Thank you. Only one church, brothers and sisters. Hello. Hello, somebody. One church.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
One Father. Look, you probably need to go there. Ephesians 4. I want to be clear. One church. I know y'all have heard about Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic. One church. Not churches. Mm. One church.
Yes.
So Ephesians.
Amen.
4.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God. What verses would you like me to read?
Ephesians 4 and 4. But you know what? I tell you what. I wanted to go to Ephesians 4 and 4. But jump back to 3. And then read 3, 4, 5, and 6. Yeah,
praise
that's kind of
it. In the King James, it reads as follows. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, now one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Thank you for sharing for that beautiful prayer. Amen. And Ephesians 4, verses 3 through 6 from the Message Bible. Mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences, quick at mending fences. You are all called to travel the same road and in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. Amen, amen. Ooh, hallelujah.
We're all called to travel one road, brothers and sisters. It's one church. So anybody that's not part of this church is actually not part of Christ's church. Because Christ built his own church. So the second question, if is no, because the church is a Catholic, is the church Baptist, is the church Methodist, is the church Presbyterian, the answer would be what? No.
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 I'm trying to protect you from getting hurt. Okay. The majority of the people understand what the church is. Would that be yes or no?
That would be no.
That would be no. Thank you so much, Pastor. Okay. The word church is used in the Bible in only one sense. Is that yes or is that no?
Say that again, Pastor.
The word church is used in the Bible in only one sense. Is that yes or no?
Yes, one sense.
Christ said he would build his church. Is that yes or no?
His church, yes.
Awesome.
Christ.
The seven churches in Asia, reverend to the seven denomination, is that true, yes or no? The seven churches in Asia Minor, we're referring to the seven distinct denominations, like Baptist, Methodist, Holy. Is that what that reference to?
No.
That would be a no. Thank you. That would be a no. It's only one church. Remember, only one church. Please, brothers and sisters, do not forget that. There's only one church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going over some of the stuff we covered this week. The church is the body of Christ. Is that yes or no? The church is the body of Christ. Is that yes or no?
That would be yes.
That would be a yes. Thank you. There
Amen.
Is how many bodies of believers? How many bodies of believers are there?
One
are there
body.
Only
one
body? Several bodies.
One body. One bed.
Amen. Correct. One body. So,
yeah.
Who is the head of that body?
Christ.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Christ Jesus.
Amen. Correct.
Amen.
All right. The kingdom is yet to come. Is that yes or no? The kingdom is yet to come. Is that yes
already,
or no?
That's a no. It's already here.
Amen.
That would be a no. Thank you. That would be a no. The kingdom of God has already came. When the Holy
yes.
Ghost came, it brought the God's kingdom. The word kingdom means government.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they was asking Jesus, when your kingdom coming, when your government is going to be established?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you all to help me out here, if you will. I'd like for you to tell me some of the things that the church is not. And if you want me to start, I'll start. The church is not
a building.
Some kind of circuit business. What else is the church is not?
The church is not a building.
Amen. What else is the church is not?
It's not a daycare.
Awesome.
Amen.
Exactly. What else is the church is not?
It's not a place to meet.
It's not a school. It's not a school.
Not a bingo hall.
Oh,
amen.
Right. Who said that? Who said that?
Evangelist.
Praise God. I was getting ready
amen.
To say that. Because this church over here, they have bingo all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the church.
Amen.
Amen. Man's church.
Well, now I'm going to give you one more, and then we'll go to the next question. The church is not, it is not a restaurant.
Amen.
You don't sell dinners out of the church. That's not what the church is.
No.
So let's talk about what the church is. The church is the called out. That's what the church, that's what that word means. Ecclesiastes. Means to call out. We had a couple of scriptures for that. I don't know if you all remember them or not, but they're on page 560. I was seeing if I had anybody's attention, but anyway, the church. Woo. 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. Y'all lighten up a little bit. 1 Corinthians 12 and 27.
And the King James just follows. 12 and 27, and the King James reads as follows. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Amen.
Amen, amen. And may I have that scripture again, please?
1 Corinthians 12 and 27.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Message Bible. You are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Amen.
So,
amen.
Never forget that you are the church. You are the body. See, when you see words like the body of Christ, he's talking about the church.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, you can't forget that. So don't allow folks to tell you, oh, come and go to church. You can't go to church. You are the church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, come on, let's go to church. No, honey, I'm sorry. But I can't go. Why? Because I am the church.
Hallelujah.
See, if people really heard that, they'll flip over in their shoes. Well, matter of fact, if you tell them that, be ready for a rebuttal there. Believe me, be ready for some combat, because they coming for you.
Ooh,
next time they say, let's go to church. Say, I can't do that. They say, well, why? Say, oh, because I'm the church. Just tell them, I'm the church. And then there's a scripture right there. Say, we all are the body of Christ. I'm the church.
Hallelujah.
But they don't want to hear that. They're going to think you're off your rockers, I'm telling you. Because they don't know this stuff. See, this is part of the new and living way. They're not hip to that.
Amen.
The only way they're going to know that is that Christ showed them. Christ has to show them. God has to show them who Christ is, which is the head of the church, and then you're blessed. Okay. Acts 7 and 38.
I'm sorry, Pastor. Can you repeat that for me, please?
Yeah, the book of Acts, the 7th chapter and the 38th verse. Now, here's what this does. It tells you about the church is one called out from. So that's what that is. I got one more scripture. But verse, Acts 7, 38.
Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in a Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. This is the Moses who stood between the angels speaking at Mount Sinai and your fathers assembled in the wilderness and took the life-giving words given to him and handed them over to us, words our father would have nothing to do with. Amen, amen.
Awesome. That's an awesome passage of scripture. Everybody don't get that revelation. When it talks about this is Moses who was in the assembly in the desert, not in a building, but in the desert.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And
that's
the
where
message
he was
spoken to him.
Yeah.
On Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Well, now, people going to make all kind of excuses. Listen, brothers and sisters. God still got desert places. God got stadium. God got all kind of places. God got all kind of wilderness. And when you understand what the word wilderness means, it means anywhere other than inside that church building. You know, John the Baptist, he was in the wilderness. Do your research. His daddy was in the temple. Guess how? They weren't a mile apart. They was like, matter of fact, he was right outside the city limits, if you want to know the truth. He just wasn't in the building. He wasn't up there in the building where his daddy was, who was the priest.
Yeah.
So Moses received that life-giving message that he gave to the people because they were called out from among the other folks. See, that's the revelation in there. That's what was so amazing. God called them out from the other folks, and he can talk to them. See, the church is one who called out. But anyway, I had a couple other scriptures. Well, we'll do one more about the call out. And that was First Corinthians or Colossians? I think it was 1 Corinthians 1 and 13. Let's look at that. That was one of y'all guys may caught that this week. But we did go over the scripture.
Mm-hmm. And the King James reads as follows, 1 Corinthians 1 and 13. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? Amen.
Read 14, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was 13 and 14. First Corinthians 1:13 through, let's see, maybe read all the way through 14.
I apologize, I read the wrong scripture anyway. Praise God. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. And 14 reads, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Christ and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. I ask you, has the Messiah been chopped up in little pieces so we can each have a relic all our own? Was Paul crucified for you? Was a single one of you baptized in Paul's name? I was not involved with any of your baptisms. Amen.
See, so we have to keep the unity of faith, brothers and sisters. We can't have a bunch of division. But most people, they don't want to teach that. They don't want to teach oneness. They don't want to teach that we should be one in Christ. That's not their message.
Have mercy.
And I'm gonna be honest with you guys. See, unless you're teaching the masses what everybody else teach them, you're not gonna have a bunch of followers. The only
Amen.
People going to accept this word is believers. I'll tell you that right off. And then they'll have to seek for the truth. The truth is not just out there like that. You have to dig for, you have to seek for, you have to trust for. And then God has to give you the revelation about the church like he did Peter in Matthew 16. See? God has to give you that revelation because it's spiritual. The church is spiritual. God is spiritual.
Hallelujah.
Christ is spirit.
Hallelujah.
So why are you trying to expect something in the flesh? Forget it. It's not going to happen.
Amen.
It's not Amen. Designed like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we shared some things over there about the who built the church, and in 1 Corinthians 3, I think we read 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
And see, everybody's not going to get it because they're still babies. So, because they're not spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But then 1 Corinthians, if you will, 1 Corinthians 3, I think
three.
It was 3. Uh-huh. It was 1 through 8 is what we read.
Yes.
In the King James, it reads as follows. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye Asia. So you are yet carnal, whereas there is among you envying and strife and division. Are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted Apollos' water, but God gave the increase.
Mm-hmm.
So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. From the Message Bible. But for right now, friends, I'm completely frustrated by your unspiritual dealings with each other and with God. You're acting like infants in relation to Christ, capable of nothing much more than nursing at the breast. Well, then, I'll nurse you since you don't seem capable of anything more. As long as you grab for what makes you feel good or makes you look important, you are really much different than a babe at the breast. Content only when everything's going your way. When one of you says, I'm on Paul's side, and another says, I'm for Apollos. Aren't you being totally infinite? Who do you think Paul is anyway? Or Apollos, for that matter? Servants, both of us. Servants who waited on you as you gradually learn to entrust your lives to our mutual master. We each carried out our servant assignment. I planted the seed. Apollos watered the plants. But God made you grow. It's not the one who plants or the one who waters who is at the center of this process, but God, who make things grow. Planting and watering are mineral servants, jobs at minimum wages. What makes them worth doing is the God we are serving. You happen to be God's field in which we are working. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Now, how awesome is that, huh? Huh? He starts off by telling him that I can't speak to you. See, y'all got some folks that it's not going to understand you, Pat.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, amen. I hope you hear me, Evangelist Sanders. There's some people that they are carnal. And even right now, you telling them about Christ, they're so much of a baby that you got to treat them as though you're holding the breath in their mouth because they're not capable of understanding this stuff. Well, why you say that, preacher? Well, remember the scripture that we have that part of our, part of our profile, if you will. But the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God. Why, Lord?
Amen.
Remember their foolishness under him? Neither can they know this. They can't even know this stuff. Why, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are spiritually discerned. But
amen.
He that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you why we can do this. I'm going to go ahead and tell you why. Because the Bible says that we speak not the things which man's wisdom teach, but we're speaking the things which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's not what they do. Well, what do they do, preacher? I'm glad you asked me. See, the natural man only knows the things of the man. So that's the only thing they can speak. They don't know the things of God.
That's right. Say that. Amen.
Because see, the things of God is foolishness to them. This Bible, this not me. And I got people thinking, this me. This ain't me. I mean, I appreciate the honor. Believe me. But it's not me. I mean, I'm with it. Don't get it twisted now. I'm with this because that's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
But it's not my exact word. This is the word of God. I be quoting. And then they get angry because they think they can't agree with the word of God. We haven't received the spirit of the world.
That's right.
But we receive the Spirit of God, that he may teach us things, that he may give to us freely his wisdom and his knowledge.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't speak on man's level. I ain't supposed to. The Holy Ghost don't speak on man. No. And you need to stop trying to impress people. They ain't going to get
all
it.
Right. Amen.
Okay, how much you try to... You know, they're not going to get it because they're carnal-minded. They only understand worldly things. Because you go like, well, you know what? See, Isaiah saw these people. He said they honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. Their heart ain't in this stuff.
Amen.
Their heart
ain't
in this. They'll talk about it with their lips. They'll, you know, but they ain't into the church. They go to church, to a church, but they're not into the church. See, you, you're in the church because you're in Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Really, brothers and sisters, you have the mind of Christ.
Thank you,
because
Lord.
Who knows the things of the Lord? Of God, the Lord. And then, who mind do you have? The Lord. Why?
Yes.
So he may instruct us.
Thank you. Yeah.
The world can't be instructed because they don't know who Christ is. They don't have no clue. They don't have the faintest idea.
Have mercy. Yeah. Hallelujah.
See, the people we're speaking to, they are perfect.
All right.
Those people are imperfect. They're imperfect, seeking a perfect God. That's not who we are. We are perfect. How be it? Because we are that group of people that has the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are.
Yeah.
Now, we speak it in a mystery. The stuff we speak is the hidden wisdom of God. And this was here long before they start building them buildings.
Oh, yes. Amen. Yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't know what happened here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I beat the devil with blood.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Okay. In the church, another couple other questions we have before we... we're not going to get booted out, so if y'all hear something, don't just ignore it. I had outlined a couple of things I wanted to go over that I know we had talked about, because it's just so important, brothers and sisters, that we understand that when he said he will build his church, That was Christ. Pastor went over something the other day that I thought was real nice, and that was about asked the question, what the Bible plainly tells us about what the church is and who the church is. And we went to 1 Corinthians 3. We also went to 1 Corinthians 1:13. We went to 1 Corinthians 12:27. And we went to Hebrews 5:8-9. And we just have to get this revelation and teach it, brothers and sisters. If we don't teach it, believe me, Satan gonna keep people away from this truth. He'll make every excuse in the world why they're not. Because, see, you're not making a lot of noise. I told somebody this the other day. They always put God last. Oh, no, we don't. They do. And I'm going to show you how. When they go in there, the first thing they do is that they want the deacons to preside, not the word of God. Then they turn around, and when they get through praying, the ushers have to come. Then their choir comes. Then they got some announcements and stuff. Then the choir comes. The word of God uses the last thing on the roster. Y'all don't believe this, but I'm telling you, the last thing on their agenda is the word of God. They don't put the word of God first.
Right.
Guess where God put his word? He put it first place. God said heaven and earth are passed away before the word will. So they put the word of God at the very end. And they have two reasons for doing that. Because they want to make sure that everybody them paid them that money. Because they say, okay, I came for a word. So they hold the word back. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Lord, don't let me say this. Please, Lord, don't let me say this. Lord, don't let me say it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let me say this. But they hold the word back as that. That's that thing that's going to get them. And they know they ain't going nowhere till they get that. In other words, it's like they hold the word of God. Now, I know some of y'all going to say, oh, no, Pastor. I'm telling you, they hold the word of God to the end. That way they can get somebody to join the church. And that's where it's like, that's where the good stuff. They'll know they can get somebody to, thank you, Jesus. I won't go there. Anyway, but they hold the word up, believe me. They hold the word up to the end. Almost like you're in a relationship or you dating somebody, but you're not going to kiss them to the end. See, but that's what I'm kind of talking about. That's how they work that.
All right.
Just you join some of these organized churches, and they ain't gonna pitch you to the end.
Yes, the whole program.
And they finally get the word of God in there. Well, they say the scripture, but they don't have no revelation to it. Now, if they were doing the right thing, here's what they would do. Matthew 28:19-20. This is what we got to teach people that Jesus said to do. You don't have to teach anything any different, but they won't teach people to do that. When they teach them to do it, it's like they got something at a hidden agenda. It's like, bring them back here. Bring them back here. Yeah. They'll say, go out, but they'll say, bring them back here. And they'll use the word of God so they can do that. But they're not doing it because the word say to do it, because if they did, they'll do it completely. So in Matthew 28:19-20, please read that.
In the King James, it reads as follows. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptizing them in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this day after day, right up to the end of the age. Amen.
Amen.
This is your commanding officer. This is the chief. This is the head, for a better way. When your commanding officer tells you to go and be the spokesman for the church, and he says, now all the power is in my hand. And here's what I want you to do. Wherever you go, make disciples. No matter who they are, black, white, Jew, Gentile, doesn't matter. Then tell them to baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then, now here's the stuff. He said, teach them to do everything I have commanded of you. That's what you need to teach them.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
If you look to the right, I'm there. If you look to the left, I'm there. I'm going to be with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, church won't teach people to do that. They won't train them in the hands of end time. They won't train them as something we should be doing today. See, most folks have gotten comfortable with the idea that they go to church, so they don't have to go out and teach. For what? People don't go where they want to go anyway. That's the way they talk. They ain't hearing from God. God wouldn't say that. That ain't God.
All right. Mm-hmm. Say it now.
Jesus ain't changed this. The message is the same. Preach the word of God. That's what we need to be doing. Instead of going out trying to do barbecue dinners and fish dinners and chicken dinners and wing dinners and raffle tickets and Boy Scout cookies and Girl Scout cookies and trying to get a reservation for the state fair so we can teach the people that we got videotapes and we got recording studios here in our church. You can come here and record. See, man, let it go.
Yeah.
Y'all forgive me. I just get so... It's these religious groups that want to engage these young babies, because that's what they are. They're babies. They're yet on the breath. And they engage them into their religious activities.
Yes, have mercy.
Yeah,
instead of teaching them and training them about who Christ is, they choose to do other stuff.
Amen.
Anybody have anything they want to say? Anything they want to give a comment on? Anything this week? Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'd like for us to read that in Matthew 16, when the Lord was speaking, when he asked the disciples who men say he was.
Okay. Yeah, Evangelist Sharon, you want to read that at the King James first?
Yes. What scripture is it, Pastor?
Chapter 16 and verse. Matthew 16. I'm sorry.
1:6. No, that 16. Was me. I was coughing. I apologize. Yeah, thank you. Matthew 16 and what verse?
Let's do 17 and 18.
Thank you, Pastor.
Now, you need to do 16.
Oh, 16 through 18.
Actually, we should go back to 14 so people get the whole thing. It starts in 13, but you can start. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm not in a real big hurry. I hope you guys are not. Let's go to verse 13. Let's do that for the Lord. Go to verse 13 and to at least 17. What did you say, 18, Pastor?
18, yes, Pastor. Well,
thank you,
19.
Pastor.
Thank you.
Oh, praise God. In the King James, it reads as follows: When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, anything, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, somewhat say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And mm-hmm. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon the rock, and upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Send the Message Bible. When Jesus arrived in the village of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, what are people saying about the Son of Man? I'm sorry, what are people saying about who the Son of Man is? They replied, some think he is John the Baptizer, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, the other prophet. He pressed them, and how about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter said, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus came back. God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are, really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door, no more barriers between heaven and earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. Amen. Amen. That just speaks volumes to my spirit. Amen. So not only did Peter, not only did Jesus say that Peter is a rock, he also gave him the keys to open any door. Praise God. That's just powerful, and as we say, he's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. So what he did then, he's doing it today. Amen, amen. All we got to do is put our trust and our faith in him. Amen.
Well, you know, and thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that up. There's some things that we didn't talk about this week concerning this scripture, but you have to understand what was going on. See, Pharisees, Sadducees,
amen.